Hey podcast, it's good to have you back to join me on this episode of the podcast. My name is Ruti Midaramala, and you'll find more podcast content on Twitter, One for the Goals, ONEFORTHEGOALS. This was supposed to be a podcast episode discussing the travels of Juventus and how the mighty have fallen under a rookie manager, but speaking of rookie, something caught my eye and I thought I would quickly jump on it. Just as I was preparing for this podcast episode, I was scrolling through my Twitter feed and or timeline, some people will say, and I saw a comparison, of course, between Jose Mourinho and Thomas Tuchel. And there was this talk about how and which one is better, Thomas Tuchel and prime Jose Mourinho. And of course, there are two ways fans are going to react to this. First, you're going to want to ask, if there are some fans who want to ask questions, maybe more than two ways, and say, okay, what era did we have the prime Jose Mourinho? Was it at Porto, or was it that amazing run with the likes of Duff and Robben and John Terry and Didier Drogba and Arjen Robben and Frankie and Makelele and all of that? Was it that era, or was it the era at Inter Milan? What exactly did we have prime Mourinho? And that's the first question. The second question will be, I think the best way to even answer all those questions will be, okay, regardless of whatever era we're talking about, Jose Mourinho, how many Champions League trophies does Thomas Tuchel have? How many has he won? Winner's medal now, Champions League winner's medal has he won? That's two, then three. Even if Jose Mourinho is out of a job, both managers should not be appearing, no offense, both managers should not be appearing in the same context, in the same sentence. I dare say, Tuchel is a fantastic manager on his day, credit BVB, Paris Saint-Germain and all of that. He's done very, very well for himself. Kudos to him, kudos to the German. But the German cannot lace Jose Mourinho's shoes, at least not now. He can't. The only reason why Thomas Tuchel and Jose Mourinho should be appearing in the same sentence is if we are drawing up a list of managers that are attending a UEFA top level coaching conference, or we are drawing up a list of managers that have managed the Chelsea side. I'm talking about Roman Abramovich's Chelsea side. Anything other than that has to be a travesty. And you can take this to the bank or wherever you like to take this to. The fact is that it sounds weird comparing some manager, yeah, he has taken them to the Champions League final and all of that, to a manager who did not win the Champions League at Chelsea, which still remains a mystery. Never even got them to the Champions League final. So maybe this is where all the noise is coming from. But he's won it with Inter Milan and he's won it with Porto. It's still a mystery how he didn't win it with Real Madrid. Not so much of a mystery why he didn't win it with Manchester United. Of course, he won the UEFA Europa League at Manchester United. This is a serial winner to somebody who, yes, he's a serial winner too. But with PSG, he's done really, really well with PSG. And PSG is not a small side. The French Ligue 1 is not a farmer's club. The French Ligue 1 is also a top tier division. And for him to go there and win trophies, that is amazing. That is good. However, where's the Champions League to show for it? Where's the Intercontinental Trophy to show for it? Is it Intercontinental or Intracontinental? Yeah, that thing. The UEFA Champions League, the UEFA Europa League. Yeah, he's in the final, but so those are some of the ways I think that you can look at the whole thing. And one more question which helps you to give perspective to this whole thing instead of making it rally up is, what angle are the people who are throwing out this information coming out from? Are they just putting it together because they want likes, what's it called now, engagement, retweets, whatever that thing is? Maybe that's what, you know how Twitter can be. I mean, small controversy, you have like 1,000 comments in the space of 30 minutes thereabout, and you begin to wonder, not necessarily about the post, but how come people have so much time on their hands that they're able to jump on the conversation as obvious as that and throw jibes at each other, throw jibes at the person who's producing the content and all of that. But you get to realize that yes, football has its own way of just irking people up, just waking them up from their slumber and making them to go on and on and on for days, just like I did, I think, in the second and third minutes of this podcast. Anyway, I saw that I had to just chip in my 2 cents. It's literally not a fair comparison. I know football, especially in our age, with the speed at which information moves, yeah, we like to, when we get bored especially, I mean, it's a Monday, I mean, nobody's really reeling off of, well, maybe we're still reeling off the drama in Spain, Real Madrid, Sevilla, AC Milan, trumping Juventus, which I'll touch on in a bit, and all of that. But I mean, it's a Monday. No Champions League this week. I mean, there's really much to look forward to this week. Maybe the Serie A, midweek Serie A games and all of that. So, I mean, maybe the media team got bored and they said, you know what, let's put this together so that we can have 2,000 replies, 5,000 retweets, and of course, 20,000 likes and all those metrics on Twitter. But I think it's just a media stunt from one of these media outlets. And I think it's supposed to just get fans talking. Speaking of fans, while Inter fans are jubilating that they are the new kings in town, the kings they've dethroned might as well be playing Europa League football next season. I'm talking about Old Lady of Turin, Juventus, the side that for which, or is it at which, Cristiano Ronaldo plays his football at the moment. Lost to AC Milan, slipped out of the top four. Now it's Inter Milan, I think, Inter Milan, Atalanta, I think Napoli is somewhere in the mix. Inter Milan, Atalanta, Napoli, AC Milan, or Inter Milan, Atalanta, AC Milan, Napoli. But of course, Napoli also in there, some goals from Osimhen, helping them to get that far. But sticking with Juventus, maybe it's not all doom and gloom. I don't think it's all doom and gloom for Juventus until you check the number of games that are left to play and the position that they've currently found themselves. I think they're in fifth as we speak, well outside the top four. And you consider the games that they want to play, the running. This one is not a title. This is the race for Europe running, I dare say. And after losing to AC Milan, you check the number of games left to be played. 3 losses in the last 10. They've only been able to win 4 in all competitions. I mean, imagine losing to Atalanta, losing to AC Milan. Is this a Benevento I'm seeing? Did they lose to Benevento? Benevento? I'm looking at the Benevento, but yes, has to Benevento. They lost to Benevento. So those are the 3 losses in their last 10 games. And, well, they will be playing 3 more before the season is over. And guess who they will be playing against? Sassuolo, followed by Inter Milan. This weekend, Juventus will host again at home Inter Milan. And of course, they will be playing Atalanta in the Coppa Italia before they now take on Bologna in the last game of the season. Now, Juventus currently in fifth. They have to contend with the likes of Milan. Yeah, Milan is in third, just confirmed. Napoli is in fourth with 70 points. They have to contend with the likes of Milan and Napoli. Now, let's check out Milan's games. Milan, waking up from their slumber, they've lost 4 also to Lazio, to Napoli. I think they lost to Manchester United. Okay, this is the Europa League. Napoli, they lost to Lazio. They lost to Sassuolo also. In their next set of games, they will be playing against Torino. They will be playing against Torino away from home. And then they will be playing against Atalanta also. So, and before that, they will be taking on Cagliari. Then they will also be taking on Atalanta. That will be like a direct head-to-head for the sides that are trying to qualify for the top four. But if you look at it, you will say to yourself, maybe that's the game that Juventus can seem to take an advantage of, because trust me, with the way Sassuolo play sometimes, I it definitely will be a goal fest. I mean, they are not the most prolific side in the league, But Sassuolo sure knows how to spoil a party. It's no wonder they've scored 58. Yeah, they've conceded 52 goals, but they know how to spoil a party, and they will be more than happy to poop on Andrea Pirlo's party that is trying to travel to the top of the table and try to make it to the UEFA Champions League next season. And of course, Inter Milan, I mean, you look at the Antonio Conte side, and there will be no pity whatsoever for his old employers. He will be saying to his boys, to Lukaku, you know what, let's do this one and let's do them in. Atalanta will also be trying to see if they can get one over Juventus in that Coppa Italia game. Bologna, maybe not so. They are safe. They are not fighting for relegation. So maybe that can be the win that Juventus might want to latch onto. So you look at Inter Milan, you look at their games against Inter Milan, against Juventus. Really bleak for Juventus when you talk about their journey to making it to the UEFA Champions League next season. Is it a possibility that we will be seeing Cristiano Ronaldo dance with the other Europa League stars next season? Or is there a possibility that one way or the other, the Serie A will serve up some late night or last minute drama and the old lady will crawl her way into the top four? What do you think? Not just of Juventus, not just about the old lady, but the drama in the Serie A. I'll touch on the La Liga drama sometime during this week. But for now, all I have time to talk about has to be the Juventus drama. And of course, not forgetting the comparison drama in England. Tuchel, Mourinho, which one do you think is better? I think there's only one outright winner here, but of course I'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on Twitter at One for the Goals, ONEFORTHEGOALS. Until I come your way in the next episode of the podcast. I'm recording this on a Monday, the 10th of May, 2021. Whatever you'll be doing in this fresh new week, I hope it's profitable for you. I hope you stay safe. And most importantly, I hope you make the most use of your time, because while life is incredibly long, life is also incredibly short. I'll catch you in the next episode of the podcast. Cheers, my friends. Bye for now.